anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora. How's it?
Good. Yeah, I'm excited.
It's cold
to,
this morning.
Oh, you know, let's not talk about it.
Let's talk about homebrew.
Yeah.
Because
New Zealand Music Month.
Absolutely. This is week three of our New Zealand Music Month anniversary album series.
Yeah.
And this week we're taking a look at the one and only studio album released by hip hop group Homebrew, released in 2012. It's turning five. It's going to school.
Yeah, going to school.
Going to school. Homebrew, of course, is the brainchild of Tom Scott, who formed the group in 2007 with Louis Gumaka and Harry Huavi, also known as Has Beats, of course.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they kind of established themselves on the local hip-hop scene in the late 2000s. They recorded a couple of EPs, which they gave away for free on Bandcamp, homemade videos that they used to make. And they established a very strong live following in the process. This is all happening before this album came out.
Mm.
And to say the least, they were not your typical musicians. They were very mischievous. They undertook lots of pranks, said what was on their mind. And for many in the industry and wider public, I guess, were deemed controversial at times.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm all for that. I like artists who speak their mind and say things that people might be offended by.
But I guess, like, for the premise of hip-hop artists, they do reflect what's happening in society and also what is happening to them personally. So,
exactly. Stir the pot, I say.
Stir that pot.
Yeah. So they released their debut EP, Homebrew Light, in 2007, and that was followed up by the Last Week EP in 2008. And then in 2010, they held this massive fundraising gig to make a music video, and they raised $15,000. And along with this, as I said, they had this huge loyal fan base, even though the industry didn't really support them financially. They had to do things, you know, on their own and raise money. And the album itself was actually released independently.
Yeah.
And this then led them to being nominated for the Critics' Choice Award in 2010. And by this stage, they were getting more kind of recognition, I guess mainstream recognition, and the anticipation was there for the first record. So
I was actually there at that Critics' Choice.
Oh yeah, in 2010. Yeah, I think Street Chant won that year.
Yeah. It was real cool because like Street Chant and Homebrew were like good friends, and so they were both happy for each other to be there. I guess
nice. Yeah. That's what we like to see.
Yeah, totally.
Camaraderie and friendship. Yeah. So the album is quite long. There are 21 songs on it. Which is quite ambitious for a debut album. And it features people like Esther Stevens, Holly Smith, and actually BFM's very own Matthew Crawley makes an appearance as well.
Mm.
It's separated into two sides. Side one is called the light side, and side two is called the dark side. And this is supposed to represent, I guess, the balance of the extremities of life. So you've got the light side, which on this side of the record, he explores things like welfare, looking back on childhood, nostalgia, drugs and alcohol, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then on the dark side, he's looking at life experiences such as his dad going to prison, past romantic relationships. He also criticizes the government as well.
Mm.
So it's that balance there. Mm. And commenting on the structure of the album, Tom Scott actually says, "Life doesn't throw me anything. It's high highs or low lows. I wanted to capture that with my music. I always want to party, but at the same time, that party lifestyle fucks you up eventually." So side one, you've got that high, and then you've got the come down on the dark
aspect,
side.
Yes.
Yeah. The songwriting on this record is very honest. It's very raw, personal, I guess. And let's just say you don't see many artists writing songs about being on the benefit, for example, or taking drugs or that kind of thing. And but this was a reality that a lot of people live day to day and still do.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, this is very honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Musically, the album is very jazz based. There's a full on band on the record, and with the arrangements of the tracks, there's definitely a strong jazz undercurrent running through this album. And Tom himself is very heavily influenced by jazz and jazz fusion.
Mm.
So let's play some music.
Yes.
We're going to play the opening track on the records, the light side, side A, which is called Dedicated To, intro. And immediately, I think you'll hear that jazz influence that runs through this record. We got a nice strong groove, very laid back. There's some nice jazzy guitar licks in there, and there's some horns. And I think it's a very, very chill track, which is perfect for a nice frosty morning like this.
Sounds dope. Yeah, bro, sounds dope. Yeah. It's dedicated to check. Yeah. It's dedicated to all the artists who struggling through the hardship and punishment from the heart for the love of it. That's motivated by all their partners who stuck with them and helping pick it up again when they were thinking, fuck it then. It's been inspired by all the marvelous mothers and all the fatherless troublesome broken bosses that bum off them. It's for the hustlers scabbing off of the government, wandering in the street, playing cricket with the rubber spin. It's for the lonely nerve, rolling herb on this broken turntable that he makes his beats on and no one's heard. It's for the bony bird, spinning spoken word, blowing, throwing phony fur, rocking headphones that only work in one side. For that unsigned drunk guy who never let the funk die, working like he's done by hard. It's for the Sheila with the bung eye and too much pride to let the son see his mom cry. Real, it's for the has-beens that had dreams, the fuck-ups and crack fiends, the dropouts and drag queens. It's for the lost kid pick, the first picked on, the one they laugh at, the opposite from a sitcom. It's for the fat kid, the misfit rat kid, the lipstick black chick that no one ever sat with, dirt broke brat kid that really never had shit, rat back scab eating noodles out the packet. It's dedicated to the skater kids chucking rocks, tagging cutting logs, stoning huffing nos. Fuck the cops and the rugby jocks, fuck my boss and the goody goody prefect sucking cocks. For the fellas that I set up in detention with, and anyone that's ever had their name on the attendance list. It's for every kid that ever thought of ending it, and every piss poor bum living on a benefit.
This one goes out.
Of prisoners holding bars, watching life rolling past, faster than stolen cars. For fiends trying to find a fix for their broken hearts, rolling grass while they wash their hands of time, choking chance. For the stoners' laughs that we shared over Nas, full blast on my ass, sitting in my bro's garage, going halves on the cars, making moments last, wishing we could hold the past, frozen like it's golden stars. For the days gone, the days made fun, the cardboard we braked on with blue Puma suede on. It's for the boombox that Tupac played on, the same one I chewed up my Snoop Dogg tape on. This is for 94, when I had the highest score on the new Street Fighter with the double fireball. It's for the change that I spend on the giant jawbreaker and the pocket money that I used to buy the sauce. This for the rap fanatics, the Illmatic addicts, racking stacks of classic wax and baggy jackets. Backpackers on the train tracks, tagging backwards from the back of mathematics to the back of paddy wagons. This for when I wrap the plastic off fantastic, and when I first heard Fat Lip on Lab Cabin. That magic I felt when I sat in my bomb, that I boomed Southern playlist of Cadillac. This for back then, the backseat dirt I did, permanent scars I left on hearts of birds I hit. This for the bridge burning with the first herb I let. For my worst hurt, I turn to the best verse I spit. It's for the world turning as we all turn a shit. Predetermined, overturning to it, no alternative. Getting high, killing time like murderers. This is life, peace to the soulmates I'll serve it with.
So classy.
Sick, mate.
Yeah, I can see what you mean by the jazz.
Yeah, Flores's jazz influence. Trumpets there and the guitar, and you had a nice kind of slick groove in the background. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a text in, one of the best hip-hop albums anywhere, anytime. We also had quite a lengthy one that was, I'm not going to read it out, but they're just talking about Māori's on the dole. And as a Māori who has been on the dole, yeah, it is kind of... It is kind of relevant, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, yeah, it was a bit... negative, I guess.
I guess so, but yeah. You know, you can't please everyone.
Nah, yeah, whatever.
And, you know, each to their own. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad that they, like, did something to talk about it, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like, Homebrew did, anyway.
I mean, who else is going to talk about these things?
Yeah.
You don't really hear people, musicians talking, you know, such raw honesty
like
that often.
You're more likely to hear it from like a rock band than you would from a hip-hop band.
In this country.
Yeah.
But in America, obviously, rappers talk about these sorts of things all the time.
True.
Kendrick Lamar, YG.
Yeah.
Tupac. But here, I guess, maybe not so much.
Mm.
Maybe that's just me. But anyway, the next
moving on,
the next track we're going to hear continues this jazz fusion feel. It's called Basketball Court, and it features Esther Stevens on backing vocals as well. And this, again, a bit of a kind of look back on childhood innocence and sort of confusion growing up and all that, and what that entails. Again, nice flourishes of saxophone and throughout. And also it contains a sample of Minnie Riperton, soul singer Minnie Riperton's song Inside My Love. So, yeah, enjoy this one. Brr.
To Riversdale Park, Avondale, for all the snot news kids. Check. This basketball court tells my life without no more talk. Footprints still in the floor from where my force walk. Memories still in my thoughts. I'm back and forth, forming chalk still drawn up on the wall for the scoreboard. And in the breeze, I hear the old wind kicking leaves as I sit in trees, watching little me sit in threes. I smell the tar seal burning in the summer sun. A mountain bubble gum mixed with burning rubber from my bike's back. Tiger leaving marks on the park. Car park palms had my name carved in their bark. Blood stains remain like my first tattoo. Written in the concrete with a piece of bamboo, and I go back now and again to get up out of my head and think about it. Let the hours I spent, and I can hear the ball bouncing again. And sometimes I can even hear the sound of the net, like just walking through the street with nothing on our feet. Just snotty little kids playing 5-on-5, sitting in the dark with the bums in the park and the bottle on the bench on a Friday night, chilling with myself, just me and no one else, looking at the world from the 3-point line. From 3 feet tall all the way to 24, this basketball court, it knows my life. Now as the days flew, the same hoop was where we came to. Same crew, same old sways, but they were sprayed blue. Same view, nothing had changed, just the chains new. And the tape played break loose for us to break to. The same moon would light the court every night like a torch, while the old folk called their kids in from by the porch. And you can tell the ones who grew up here, cause they used the gear they go, the brothers used to wear like a souvenir. It's like we do a loop. I'm looking at my new recruit playing on the same hoop where we used to shoot. And now we sit up on the park bench skipping mass. And Jack, where we sat in the days picking scabs, sitting back in the pitch black as I reminisce on every switch, missing every shot I ever miss. And I remember still, ain't forgotten, probably never will, the day I bet well 7-0. It's real. Just walking through the street with nothing on our feet. Just snotty little kids playing 5-on-5. Sitting in the dark with the bums in the park and the bottle on the bench on a Friday night. Chilling with myself, just me and no one else. Looking at the world from the 3-point line. From 3 feet tall all the way to 24. This basketball court, it knows my life. To play, been bulldozed away. Now the only stain from the olden day, and yeah, the marks on the bar from the rollerblades, and the fingerprints left on the blackboard. A black wall and a flat ball. But that's all. It's no more lights, no more fights. So who's like Mike? And no games that go all night. It's no more life. I'll pick up a rock and take a jump shot that I once got from that one spot. And I remember how it felt being young as I count three. 3, 2, 1. I guess one day we all got it in the game. I never would have made the NBA anyway, but I'll never let my memory fade. And whenever I play, I remember the day just walking through the street with nothing on our feet. Just snotty little kids playing 5-on-5, sitting in the dark with the bums in the park and the bottle on the bench on a Friday night. Chilling with myself, just me and no one else, looking at the world from the 3.9, from 3 feet tall all the way to 24. This basketball court, it knows my life.
I was just talking to Sam about
to tell.
Well, when they released this album, Homebrew, they had a 48-hour release party at this place called Shooters, and I went on the second night, and yeah, it was literally like a party that went from Saturday to Sunday, like maybe into the wee hours of Monday.
Just a full-on weekend.
Yeah, and Shooters was an old whorehouse or stripper place.
What do they call it? A salon bar?
A saloon?
Saloon bar.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there was a mechanical bull. I don't know if any of the ladies were working there that night. It seemed like they just booked out the entire place for the whole weekend. But it was pretty amazing. They had a bunch of bands playing as well. And yeah, they were just cranking the whole time. So big ups to that party.
You're saying it's still up on the Event Finder page?
Yeah, it's still up on the Event Finder page.
For all prosperity.
Yeah, I was just having a look.
That's so funny.
But yeah, the whole premise of the 48-hour kind of party was to engage with everyone and their fans in a relaxed environment rather than just like a showcase, I guess, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Because they put it out themselves, they could party and celebrate it themselves
exactly.
as well and in the way that they would do it.
They want to do it, yeah.
So I thought that was something cool to add.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, the next track we're going to play is the first track that I'm going to play off the second side of the record. The first two tracks I played were from side one, the light side. So now we're going to move to the dark side.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to start by playing a track called State of Mind, which is another very chilled, laid-back track with the jazz horns and the guitar and the solid groove that is so typical of this record. And lyrically, this one explores what it is like being in prison.
Wanna frame me, kill me, melt me on my purity.
maybe, but they can penetrate my maximum security. We're living in a world wild full of wickedness, where people treat it like they're prisoners and no visitors every day. But I'm gonna figure out an escape plan. Gotta get up out of this cage, man. They say that. Feel as if I'm doing life, but am I really alive or just surviving inside solitary confinement in the mind? I'm too scared of thinking outside of it. These bars so long, I can't tell who's behind them. Shit, guess I sold myself to the cell, to myself, and I told myself that I fell. It's like my biggest monster is my own consciousness, conned by his own self-confidence, chained up in the cuffs of his own thoughts. Opportunity rung, I hung myself by the phone cord, wanting for more than we hope for. Living in paradise, thinking about jumping the gold war. Sitting thinking my wrinkled jumpsuit about my life on the outside as a young dude. I take a blunt spoon out of the lunchroom and try to dig a hole to the old I once knew.
Prisoner's a state of mind.
Supper, and then you come back and watch TV, and then you go to bed, and the next day you get up and do the same thing over again. But it's not that different from what you do. It's prison.
Wow. I mean, that's a very interesting criticism on the prison system itself.
It is.
It being a state of mind rather than just a place, a physical place that you
definitely
go to. Because a lot of people go in and out of prison all the time, and it's honestly like they've been sucked into a void. And it's cool to hear a song about that state of being, I guess.
Yep.
It sucks. Oh, anyway, we'll be back after this. You're tuning into 95 BFM. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We're looking at Homebrew. And see you soon.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
A little prelude there.
I messed up because, okay, so, you know, I'm not good at this.
All these buttons.
All of these buttons. Fuck. Sorry, I'm swearing now. We're just gonna ignore that and we're just gonna move on.
Auckland Art Gallery presents the 2017 Chartwell Show, Shout Whisper Wail. 11 contemporary artists from New Zealand and Australia open your ears with creative and challenging explorations of performance, sound, music and voice. Shout Whisper Wail at Auckland Art Gallery. On now, entry is free.
Fresh from the release of a new Sun Kill Moon double album, ex-Red House Painters frontman Mark Kozelek brings his unique musical project to Auckland for an evening with Sun Kill Moon at the Tuning Fork.
Chameleon, chameleon, what's on your mind?
Kozelek's world-weary vocals, poetic nature and dark humour set the perfect tone for his hushed, intense and introspective songs. This promises to be one raw, real and unforgettable show. 95BFM presents Sun Kill Moon, May 28, live at the Tuning Fork. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Hey, are you a first-time vapor? Or are you an experienced vapor looking for the best selection of vaping supplies, premium e-cigs, and 100% authentic products? Best you find your way then, friend, to one of 13 Shosha stores across Auckland. Shosha has the best range of authentic batteries, clearomizers, and a wide range of the best e-liquids around. If you're new to the vape life, starter kits start from $25. Find your closest Shosha store at shosha.co.nz. Pop in and consult with their knowledgeable Shosha staff. And vape on, friend. Vape on.
It's Fuck Off
Fascism Week on The Wire. Every day, our Wire host will be talking to academics, activists, and other insightful voices about the concept of fascism and its return to the global political conversation. Local and international commentators will help us dissect fascism's ideology and its historical roots. We explore how it interacts with the media and the arts. And we delve into the counter-fascist movement and examine its current day resurgence. Fuck Off Fascism Week on The Wire. Tune in from noon every day this week on your 95BFM.
Kia ora whānau, welcome back to the circus that is
kia ora.
My life.
The circus that is your life. The circus that is Morning Glory.
I don't know where we are. Morning Glory, and this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We're looking at the 2012 album, Homebrew.
We are indeed. So, looking at the reception of this record and its wider legacy. So the album came out, was a massive success, went straight to number one in the New Zealand charts. This despite not getting much promotion on music, TV or radio, mainstream radio anyway. But largely thanks to digital sales. And this is kind of before just before streaming and just before digital sales, I guess, really, really took off. Tom actually said when it came out, I've always tried so hard to make the industry hate us, and now we're number one. I guess I've even failed at that. So, yeah, brutal honesty. With that, it was the first New Zealand hip-hop album to go number one in New Zealand since Scribe's The Crusader in 2003. So that was 9 years before that, which is a long time.
Damn.
So that was a massive achievement. Massive achievement.
I mean, I don't think that hip-hop gets enough coverage in New Zealand. There are a lot of really talented artists who have come out of here, and they never really quite get as much attention.
Nope. There's
I
always
wonder one, why.
There's always one or two, but there's like a massive scene, particularly now in Auckland.
Yeah, there's huge
and,
amount.
They're
what,
doing so, so many
on?
Good things. What's going on?
New Zealand Music Month, guys.
I know, yeah. So, because the album itself was independently released, and so to go to number one and as a hip-hop album is just massive. The reviews were mostly overwhelmingly positive. Writing for the Dominion Post, Luke Appleby praised the album's beats, instrumentation and lyrical honesty, while Lydia Jenkins and the Herald said that the tracks walk a delicate line surrounded by joy, humour and misery, a beautiful, airy picture of optimism and condemnation. There you go. Yeah, big props.
Well, very juxtaposed criticism there.
Criticism, yes. The album also landed them 4 New Zealand Music Award nominations, including Album of the Year, and they won the New Zealand Hip Hop Album of the Year Award.
Shocker.
For the record. Massive success. And as a hip-hop album, you can see, which hip-hop, as you can see, hardly sort of made an impact on the mainstream, at least since Scribe's record. And with this, this is now considered like a great New Zealand hip-hop record, a modern-day great New Zealand album even. Definitely made a splash. And although Homebrew still perform intermittently, they went on a tour earlier this year, of course. Tom Scott went on to do the At Peace project. And then, of course, Average Rap Band last year as well. I went to the album release show for Average Rap Brand, and that was pretty wild. he actually jumped into the crowd and cut his hand.
No.
Yeah, and he had to cut the set a couple of songs short. But that was an experience.
Nothing like a bit of blood sacrifice on a
all for the
celebratory
music.
Night.
Exactly.
Damn.
And I believe also he's got new music coming out some stage this year as well with a new project he's working on. So, yeah.
All right, we'll keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out for that. All right, the last track we're going to play is another track from the dark side of the album. It's called Good God, and it features some guest vocalists, the wonderful Holly Smith and Tina Keelan, who provide a nice kind of soulful vibe to this track.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam. See you next week.
No worries. Our last instalment of our New Zealand Music Month anniversary albums specials. So I'll be bringing you one more New Zealand record to celebrate.
Ooh, yeah.
This one's quite a poignant one for BFM. I'm just going to say that. That's a clue for you.
Riddle me this. All right, enjoy.
Riddle me that. Bye.
Yeah, we're going to hell for this one. It's going out to the Pope. You suck my dick. For the kids stealing money out the donation plate. See you in hell. Yeah.
Hey yo, what up, broski? Long time no see. So what's the go, G? OD. It's been a minute since I've seen you out of my way. So what's with all the mind games? Shit, bro, for Christ's sake, you ain't even got the time to chat. Fuck, we're burning up down here. You couldn't even write me back. Cut the act, these are serious days. Don't give me all that shit about you working in mysterious ways. That's some bumper sticker bullshit for fools who believe in lies. And spending rent, paying 10% weekly ties. Why you fuck around fucking other people's wives? Tuning into people's lives like it's fucking CSI. All CNI like some perverse secret spy. Watching decent people die, trying to get a piece of pie. Fighting for some equal rights, dying for some peace and rice. How you fucking sleeping now, you motherfucker? Jesus Christ. Mad Max with a gang patch. A cunt tryna use the world for his 10 packs. On a bloody Sunday in Palestine. St. Valentine massacre, masses of genocide. You're the one behind all this targetless violence. The one supplying us with what you're denying us. The tormented scientists, the world's biggest businessman. Tryna build some fucked up Disneyland. And no one can't get into unless they pay your churches. And dedicate their lives to your praise and worship. Like they're slaves and servants. You celebrate the celibate to say your sermons. While you incinerate the sinners in your flaming furnace. Like that's what they deserve. But you just gotta say the word. Wave your wand, save the earth. But you just wanna make it worse. Send us all to hell? Shit, that's a hell of a lot of paperwork. You got the rapists, the racists, the masons, the faithless, ungracious, gays, Jews, the sadists, the traitors who stole their new neighbors' newspapers. There's enough space in hell for all our faces. Goodness gracious, my God. Trying to just live, it's like a full-time job. So I put down your word, picked up my iPod. You talk too much shit, I'd rather listen to Bob, and that's real. Sick of all your nonsense, sounding like a brat with some kind of never had a daddy complex, homophobe, kiddie for the self-centered cunt. Well, fuck you, fuck Muhammad, and fuck your son. Yeah, I said it, and Bob, you can quote me that. I read you like a million times, they never wrote me back. You wanna judge me? You don't know me, Jack. Good God, what a load of crap. You two-faced motherfucker.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.